Welcome to the world of Diamond Consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. Welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio. And now we're ready to learn about listening. You know, Dr. Arne Buss received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and a PhD from Cornell University. He's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. He's also been teaching and facilitating interpersonal communication classes for the past 6 years. He facilitates individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues and has given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey area. In addition, in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. And he joins us with his segment, Speaking of Listening, on the first and third Thursdays of each month at 5:35. So let's listen to Dr. Arne Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Thank you, Solazar, and welcome to Speaking of Listening of Good Vibrations Radio. I'm your host for this segment, Arne Buss. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving your relationships by listening from your aware heart. And I will be giving workshops on effective communication and relationship building throughout the fall. Contact me for information. You can email me at ahbuss, that's A-H-B-U-S-S, at consciousawareheart.com. And the thing to remember about listening is that it's more about just hearing what they're saying. It is much, much more. You may have been on one or the other side of a conversation where the other person, or maybe you, say, "Are you listening to me?" And they say, "Yeah, I am." I say, "Well, what did I just say?" And then they repeat back everything that you said, word for word. And yet, that never seems to make anybody happy. Why? Because it's more than just the words. Now, one of the most common things that I get asked about is how to respond to criticism. You know, it's easy to listen to someone when you're agreeing with them. It's easy to listen to someone when they're not attacking you or criticizing you. But unless you're a hermit and never interact with anybody else, the chances are that you will hear criticism from time to time. And in fact, the most criticism you'll hear is from the people who are closest to you. You know, your spouse, your significant other, your partner, your family, your friends. And last time I talked about responding to criticism, and I'm going to talk more about that today because it's such an important topic. These are things that can actually demolish a relationship. Criticism is listed by relationship expert John Gottman as one of his so-called four horsemen of the apocalypse. These are the things that destroy relationships. And what I found is that learning to respond to criticism can turn that horseman of the apocalypse around into a horseman of the relationship. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to respond to criticism. And to do that, we're going to need to understand anger and where it comes from a little bit more. Some thoughts on how to stay in your aware heart when this is happening, and the biggest yeah but that I hear when I talk about how all of this comes down. So first, responding to criticism. Now, you may hear things like, "You're such a slob. You never do what I ask you to do. You never listen to me. Ugh. You just don't understand. You're always criticizing me." The list goes on and on. You can probably add your own. And if there are any that you hear either once or on a regular basis and you don't know how to respond, then contact me. You can send me an email, and I would be happy to give some suggestions about how you might respond. Now, the important thing is to not hear personal criticism when it doesn't have your name on it. I mean, how do you know something is criticizing you? Well, generally it has your name on it, but be careful not to take criticism when it's not really there. So, for example, you take a date to your favorite restaurant, and she doesn't like it. Now, how do you take that? You may take that as a personal criticism. You say, "Well, you know, she's criticizing my taste. You know, this is my favorite place, and she doesn't like it. She's attacking me. She's criticizing me." No, she just doesn't like it. Does she have a right to her taste, to things that she likes and she doesn't? Of course, just as you have a right to yours. So the fact that she doesn't like it has nothing to do with you personally. Unless it has your name on it. I mean, she might say, you're such an idiot for taking me to this horrible place. Now, that's a criticism. But saying, you know, I really didn't like that meal, that's not a criticism of you. Maybe a criticism of the restaurant, and they may hear about it on Yelp, but that's a whole different story. You may have a favorite musical group, and your spouse hates them. Say, how can you listen to that stuff? Or, I really don't like Black Sabbath. Whatever your taste may be, I don't know. I like the Carpenters. Well, depending on how that's expressed, that can either be a personal criticism or not. If they're just expressing their taste, then it's not a criticism. So don't take criticism when there isn't any intended. Now, criticism typically comes from a place of anger, and it's important to understand what anger is about. I mean, this is a very complicated thing, but briefly, anger is an emotion that takes us out of our aware heart. Anger is a place where we're not okay with anything. And the thing to remember is that anger sits on top of other emotions. It sits on top of fear. It may sit on top of pain or embarrassment or disappointed. Typically, anger is something that comes up when we're not okay with ourselves and we project our feelings onto the other person. Remember, nobody can make you angry. In fact, nobody can make you feel anything. All of your feelings come from inside. But anger is blameful. Anger takes the unpleasant feelings that we have inside and it tries to project them onto the other person and blames them for things that are going on with us. But of course, in that moment, we believe that. In the moment, we believe that the other person made us mad. So we use anger to punish or to get revenge. You know, oh yeah, I'll show you. Or to teach them a lesson or to manipulate. You know, if anger is often used as a manipulative device. And again, that's something that doesn't come from the aware heart either. And this is something which can be very destructive to relationships. And that's why Gottman calls criticism that comes from anger, especially angry criticism and even extreme criticism that he calls contempt, those are in fact two of the horsemen that he identifies. And these are things that he has noticed that if he observes in a couple, within a few minutes he can predict whether or not they're going to be together or get divorced. The other thing is that anger tends to be written off, and that's especially true when a woman is angry. We have a lot of gender bias in our society. You may or may not agree with that, but anger and aggression seems to be more accepted when a man is doing it than when a woman is doing it. So if a man is expressing anger, then he's assertive and aggressive and he's a man. But if a woman expresses exactly the same anger, then she gets written off as, oh, she's just being a shrew or a bitch or, you know, well, may hear things like, well, let's... I'll talk to you when you calm down, when you're not so angry. That's a phrase that works all of the time, by the way, guys. Not. Okay, so how some ways of not responding. Here are some don'ts when you hear anger. So don't react or take the blame. See, the important thing to understand that anger is really coming from a place of hurt or pain is that it's an expression of pain. And the more that you can see it like that, the more you'll be able to react instead of to respond instead of react. The less you can see that, the more that you take it on, the more you'll be reacting, which is not to stay in your aware heart, to go to either your child and take it on, take on the blame, or go to your parent and criticize back. So a lot of times there's information in there, and it's important to hear that information, but certainly don't deny or contradict what you're hearing, at least in that moment. The time to discuss discuss what's true and what isn't true is not in an angry moment. Certainly don't fight back. The more that you fight back, the more things are just going to escalate one on top of the other, and pretty soon things are out of control and you're screaming at each other. Now, a lot of relationship experts say that, well, when one person's angry, the other person should be calm and logical and rational. And I have a feeling that these relationship experts have never actually been in a relationship because I have never once experienced that to be the case. And if you think back to a time when maybe you were upset about something and the other person was sitting there calm and rational and logical, did that calm you down? I have never seen it calm anybody down. It tends to actually just escalate things. There's a reason for that. We'll maybe touch on that a little bit. So don't explain. Don't use logic. Don't defend yourself in that moment. And certainly don't point out the fact that they're angry. That's one of the worst things that you can do. I am not angry! Some do's. Stay in your aware heart. Keep yourself and the other person okay, regardless of what's happening. And when you respond, match and reflect the energy of the other person. Don't match the anger, but match their energy. So instead of responding in a calm and logical way, respond in a way that is energetically more connected with them. And there's a very good reason for that. So when they're angry, their energy and their vibrations are at a certain level. And if you respond at a level similar to that, then you'll connect with them. If you were to respond at a vibration which is completely different, then there's no connection. Respond only to what they're saying and not to what they're implying. A lot of times things get implied, and that causes us to take stuff on. Don't do that. Track to the want. One of the wonderful things that I've learned about when somebody is expressing, you know, anger at such high energy is that when you, it's very easy to, or straightforward, I won't say easy, it's straightforward to decode what their want is. If you remember when we talked about tracking, we have four W's where we have to go through the why they're saying it and what are they feeling and what they're saying and all that until we finally get to the want. But when they're so upset and raising their voice and criticizing, then they're telling you in no uncertain terms what it is they want. And I'll give you some examples. And so a phrase to remember in responding is "so you want," and see what comes after that based upon what they're saying. So, I mean, here's an example. You know, "you never do what I ask you to do." So you want to have your requests be always granted and not just blown off. "You never listen to me." So you want to be assured that you're going to be heard and understood. "You're always late." So you want to make sure that appointments are kept on time. Now notice with all of those that the response was just a little bit lower in volume and roughly the same in energy as what was being sent. That typically will have the effect of just bringing the energy down a little bit. Now, one response in itself with that kind of energy is not going to bring things all the way down. You need to keep going. But a lot of times what I have found is that if you respond in that way, instead of any of the other ways, instead of reacting, instead of contradicting, and just instead of even sitting there and just listening to it, then that has a tendency to just wake them up just a little bit. Sometimes it wakes them up all the way and they realize, oh my goodness, what was going on here? Because in that moment, they are not in their aware heart. They're in fact in their head, they're in their judgment, and they're maybe flipping between their parent and their child. And by parent, I don't mean that in a good sense. By parent, I mean the judge. So the most common "yeah, but" that I hear are things like, "well, this is verbal abuse. Why do I have to put up with this?" And the answer is you don't. You don't have to put up. You can set a limit. And there's a related skill that I teach, which is not what I won't talk about here today. It's called impact statements, and it's a way to set a limit on the other person and express what your needs are. And now, in that moment, when they're angry and they're criticizing, they're not going to be open to hearing it. See, what makes setting a limit important and effective is when you can do it in a way which reaches the other person. And that's absolutely critical. Because if you can't reach them, if you don't have that connection, then when you try to set a limit or a boundary, then it just becomes another source of conflict. And so the question is, how can you establish that limit without the conflict? And the answer is that in that moment, when they're raising their voice and they're criticizing, they're yelling, my answer is you can't. Now, don't take my word for it. Maybe try it sometime. a lot of relationship experts will say, well, if they're yelling and they're saying things that are inappropriate, I won't be, you can't talk to me that way. I'm leaving, and walk out of the room. And, that may work for you. It's never worked for me. Actually, you know, a number of years ago, my wife and I were at marriage counseling. We actually had I can't speak for her, but I know that before I learned these skills, I was a pretty ineffective partner, and I was not very effective at communication with her. And I remember that our counselor suggested this timeout thing. So it's like if things just got, you know, what would happen to me is that my wife would get upset and she, you know, I would feel criticized and hurt. And then at some point I felt completely overwhelmed. And so the therapist said, well, just, you know, call a timeout. Say, okay, let's have a timeout here. Okay, that in the therapist's office, that seemed to be pretty reasonable. And the next fight that we have, I tried to call a timeout and forget it. In the heat of the moment, a timeout is just one of the worst things you can do, especially if the person you're with has issues about abandonment or other. I'm not saying my wife did, but in that moment, despite the anger and despite the criticism, they're really looking for that connection. That's why matching the energy can be so effective. And when you're looking for that connection and the other person walks away, then that's one of the worst things that can happen, even though everything that they're saying is pushing you away. So timeout is almost never okay with the one who's angry. And even if you can successfully at least separate them, what they'll probably do is they'll sit there and they'll stew in their anger and they'll maybe even build more resentment and then be angry at you in addition to the other thing for abandoning them in that moment. So here's the approach that I recommend. Okay, first of all, in that moment, as long as they're upset and they're criticizing and or maybe yelling or shouting, you cannot set a limit. The only time you can do that is in a time when there is a connection and things are relatively calm. So the first opportunity is if you can track them down to the lookup. And if you remember in a previous segment, I talked about what a lookup is. If you can track them down to where they really feel heard, then there's this noticeable release of energy. You can just really see it. And they feel heard, they feel understood, and then just all of a sudden, all of the anger, all of the criticism just evaporates. And that is the moment where you can set a limit gently but firmly. The most effective limits are gentle and firm. Now, sometimes it's not possible to track them down to calmness in that moment. And, you know, obviously give it the best you can. But if it still doesn't resolve itself in that moment, then wait until a time later when things are a little bit calmer. And then say, remember what was being said yesterday. And, you know, and what you want to do is you first of all want to validate the fact that they can express what they feel, but then express what's not okay. So you might say something like, it's always okay to express feelings. It's not okay to hear criticism. So only when they're calm will the gentle and firm limit. Anything other than that will create more conflict. And actually, when you set a limit, you flip the I and the you, and you never say you, and you only say I. That's a whole other podcast. So, responding to criticism, if you have any questions, you can please email me. Remember that the only place of responsiveness is from the aware heart. Do not react. Anger sits on top of other emotions. Be sure to match the energy of the speaker and only set limits when things are calm and you are heart-centered. So you have been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. I've been your host, Arnie Buss. Thank you for joining me. You can hear me every first and third Thursday at 5:35 right here on Good Vibrations Radio. To learn more, you can contact me at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. You can like me on Facebook at AwareHeart. Follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's two M's. And you can visit my website, which is consciousawareheart.com. And until next time, remember to listen from your heart.
Well, thank you, Dr. Buss. We want to remind folks you can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect over to Dr. Arnie Buss, as well as go to the... as well as go to the segment host page of goodvibrationsradio.com or radiomonterey.com. We just had a strange sound in here, and I'm sure it's ghosts in the machine. It's ghosts in the machine, and we were all looking around like, where is that ghost coming from? But I want to do one final closing, because I think it's important when we listen to Speaking of Listening, what we're recognizing is our intention here is about creating connection and rapport with the person, regardless of their emotional state. The other person is emotionally upset because they're, as Arnie mentioned, you know, maybe they're feeling defensive, maybe they're feeling challenged, maybe they're feeling angry, maybe they feel a lack of self-worth in their self in the moment, and they're feeling criticized or chastised or made to feel less than because of the situation, and they're going to externalize that. And that's really what anger is. We're externalizing something we need to find a way to effectively deal with ourselves. So it's not as personal as we think it is, even if they're attacking. And I like what James Allen shared in As a Man Thinketh. He wrote his essay in 1903. The essay is based on Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And in Day by Day by James Allen, the book's been broken up into a little segment for each day. So I just want to share as we close out tonight's show that for the sixth day of the month, what James Allen is telling us to release the past. Don't dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly now. So for every one of us listening, as we're learning to create connections with others, we also want to create that connection with ourselves by releasing those past bounds and binds and handcuffs that we're using to keep ourselves from fully embracing and living the divinity of who we are in this present moment. So this has been Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, our special hosts, Dr. Arnie Buss and Israel Hurtado. We're going to second hour have Reverend Charlotte Tinker and Healing the World One Heart at a Time. Thank you so much for listening. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Namaste.
You've been listening to Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. Visit them on their website, www.goodvibrationsradio.com.